take my answer off the air.
Okay, thanks very much for your call.
And, you know, let me repeat that what we're dealing here with is two conspiracy theories. There's the official conspiracy theory. That's the original theory, that it's all under the control of Osama bin Laden. And the number of holes in the official conspiracy theory is so great. Let's just take Osama bin Laden. He is not listed on the most wanted page for the FBI under terrorist attacks. He's wanted for a number of other terrorist attacks. He's not listed as wanted for 9/11. You know, not one this is never revealed. But one of the members of the 9/11 Truth Movement called up the FBI and said, "Why isn't he wanted for 9/11?" And the guy said, "The FBI has no hard evidence that Osama bin Laden was involved in 9/11.
Oh, please.
So that is a huge hole. Now, with regard to the alternative conspiracy theory, our theory is very sketchy. All we say is that it looks like it must have been an inside job, and we present a lot of evidence to suggest that. With regard to the details, so she asked good questions. What happened to the people? Well, I don't know, and that's why I need an investigation to find out what exactly hit the Pentagon. I don't know. What hit the towers? I have no question about it was planes, but which exact planes it was. You know, Operation Northwoods, where we were going to fabricate pretext to attack Cuba in the early 60s. Involves switching planes, and when transponders go off, then a switch can be made. It's possible a switch was made so that it wasn't even the flights that we thought. I just don't know. But
as you point out, that would be why we want a full investigation that actually brings out truth instead of
that's right.
A party line.
So we're, even though people like to call us conspiracy theories, it's sure, there are some people in the movement who develop full-blown theories.
Oh, yeah.
But for the most part, the leaders of the movement focus on the negative point, that the official conspiracy theory is false. So there's a strong sense in which we are the anti-conspiracy theorists, rejecting the really absurd, you know, Bush and Philip Zelikow, the head of the 9/11 Commission, both have used this phrase, you know, beware of outrageous conspiracy theories.
Right.
Well, you know, and when you deal with the philosophy of science, you've got various theories. You've got good theories, bad theories, and really terrible theories. A good theory is one that fits all the empirical evidence. A bad theory is one that can't take account of some of the evidence. An outrageous theory is one that's contradicted by all the evidence, and it's the official theory. As my new book shows, I think more clearly than the previous ones, the official theory is the truly outrageous conspiracy theory.
Yes, indeed. Well, thanks for your call, caller.
And
I want to remind people it's about 8:30 in the morning. We are discussing the truth about 9/11 with our special guest on the phone, Dr. David Ray Griffin. And he's going to be appearing on Monday at 7 p.m. at the Smith Memorial Union Ballroom at PSU discussing the truth about 9/11. And if you'd like to call and ask a question, our number is 503-231-8187. We'll be here for about another half an hour, and then it will be time for Marlena's Electronic Salon.
I want to make sure that we get to talk about the demolition aspect of the buildings, how incredibly quickly they collapsed against all reason of what is known about building structure and strength of steel and that sort of thing. And I also want to make sure we actually address the question of why on earth would our government be complicit and or actively involved in this. You mentioned Operation Northwoods. I want to get back to talking about that, but I want to make sure we also get in a couple more listeners right now. So those are the topics I'm going to try to address momentarily.
I'm really curious. I'd like to talk a little bit about the members of the bin Laden family being hastened out of the country.
Well, let's go ahead and have a listener ask a question now, and we'll try to get to all of these in a half hour or less. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yep, this is about the very beginning of the doctor's or a talk when he said about the first flight when it went off course, then I knew that it had been diverted, or that the that there was an attempt. What did he say? When the plane went off, he knew right away that this doctor, this investigating things, that there had been a stand down, that somebody had ordered apparently nothing be done.
Yes.
And it seemed to me he is doing what he's jumping into conclusion before he has any evidence. And what he recently said with this last caller was quite informative. I'm glad to have heard that, because he seems to indicate he's just asking questions. But the very first, he doesn't ask questions. He jumps to a conclusion.
Would you like to address that,
Dr. Griffin? Can you talk about the stand down order?
Yes. Yeah, that was not what I said. What I said was that I was talking to these two air traffic controllers, and both of them said that given the fact that radio contact was lost at 8:14, then the transponder went off and the plane went radically off course at 8:21. At that point, all hell should have broken loose. And both of them said if they had been in charge, they would have called the military immediately on that. And then procedure is that the military calls the nearest Air Force base with the fighter on alert, and they scramble planes. And that whole operation, all those calls, the scramble order, they can be in the air at several thousand feet within 3 to 4 minutes. Well, that obviously did not happen. Now,
well,
you might say that...
You said because
well,
it didn't happen, it was deliberately not happening.
That's the standard procedure, though. If it didn't happen, there must be a reason.
I don't care if it's standard or not. You leapt to the conclusion that this was in some way deliberate.
What I was saying was that then